19-6, the Health Minister, Roger Cook, has today released an interim report, the Sustainable Health Review, and he would like to see a concentration on preventative healthcare. He joins me on Perth Live. Roger Cook, good afternoon.
G'day, Ollie.
All right, you've handed down the interim report into the Sustainable Health Review. How much money is the government having to spend on health every single year?
Well, we're poking up around the $9 billion mark for health services. If you put in mental health on top of that, that's another between $800 and $900 million a year. So, and that growth, Ollie, has increased. The budget has increased by about half over the last decade. That's just not sustainable. We've got to basically find a new way to continue to drive world-class health care in WA, but do in a way which is sustainable, because if we keep going the way we're going, you know, it's 30% of the overall budget today. On current expanded models, we could be looking at 38% of our overall budget would be spent on health by 2026. So we've got to find new ways of delivering health care.
Yeah, and ultimately, because those listening to us this afternoon, Roger Cook, will say, well, we know that the government needs to find savings, but when it comes to our health, it's our most important asset. So I see one of the key recommendations here, or the key directions in this report at the moment, is keeping people healthy and getting serious about prevention and health promotion. So when it comes to preventative health, what can we do?
Well, that's right. What the panel found is that we've got some fantastic hospitals, some new hospitals which are serving the people of Western Australia really well. But we're not going to keep people healthy by putting more people into hospitals. What we have to do is to actually adopt a more sensible approach to preventative health. And what the panel has done is recommended that we target childhood obesity as an absolute priority. If we can get our kids living healthier lives, that means they don't go on and develop chronic diseases such as diabetes, such as cardiovascular disease. And this is so it's important that they know about the dangers of smoking, you know, high rates of alcohol consumption, eating healthy. These things all go down to actually providing a better, healthier Western Australia. So that's one of the key challenges. Now, Ollie, what some of your listeners may not be aware of is that we spend just 2.7% of the health budget on preventative health. Mm. And so the panel has said that's much too low. We have to spend a much greater sum of our resources on keeping people healthy and keeping them out of hospital.
Has the report identified any areas where costs may be cut within the health budget?
Well, what it has identified, Ollie, is some inconvenient truths for the health system. We know that our labour costs are too high in Western Australia, and that's having an impact in terms of the overall budget. It's also identified some areas for immediate action where we can refocus our health services to make sure we're getting better outcomes for WA patients. So the challenge for me now is to sit down with the panel and with the department and say, OK, where do we do go now to actually see how we can improve things and make our health services more affordable? And this is an interim report. So the panel will come back with a final report in November, continuing the conversation with the community, but also the people working on the front line. So this month we're going out to all our staff right across the health system to say, what do you think are some of the solutions in relation to better health services for Western Australia? And that will be a really interesting exercise, because we know that our doctors, nurses, allied health staff and our support staff all understand how we can do better in Western Australia in terms of putting the patients first.
Roger Cook, thank you very much.
Thanks for your time, Ollie.